Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Melanie Schlossman is a 19-year-old student from France who's spending a year at ESCP Business School in Madrid. She recently gave a talk to fellow students about Yiddish and taught them a few words and expressions. Radio Sefarad's intern, Laurel Zender, and I spoke with her about how she learned the language and why she loves it, and also took advantage of the opportunity to ask her about her experiences with anti-Semitism in France and Spain.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Melanie. Could you first tell us a little bit about where you're from and what you're doing here in Spain?
I am a French student. My school is in Paris, so I study in Paris. But right now I am studying in Madrid during 1 year.
What are you studying?
I am in a business school.
How long have you been here in Madrid?
I've been here since September.
And how long will you be here?
And I will be there until May, so it's quite short.
You spoke at your business school about Yiddish. How did that come about? How did you happen to give that talk?
Well, I was having an English class, and we had to do a little pitch of 1 minute about one of our passions, hobbies. And so I didn't know what to talk about, and I just figured I should talk about Yiddish. So I just came, and because we had to talk in front of other students, and I just said, so what I am really passionate about is Yiddish. And the English teacher knew a little about Yiddish, and he thought it was interesting. In my school, ESCP Europe, we have some International Languages Day. And so we try to make people discover some uncommon languages or learn a few words. So I was able to do a presentation.
So your passion is Yiddish. That's really interesting because there aren't too many people in your generation who even know anything about Yiddish, much less have it as a passion. Can you tell us how you happened to learn Yiddish and why it's your passion?
Yes, sure. My paternal grandparents were from Lvov, which is now in Ukraine, and they came in France in the years 30. They taught my father Yiddish, and when I was younger, he would teach us a few words with my brother and my sister. And he found a very funny way to make us speak Yiddish, because when you're a kid, you usually don't want to speak another language because it takes some time. And nobody spoke Yiddish, so we didn't want to speak Yiddish. So when I was young, he told me, okay, you can insult your brother, but only in Yiddish. So I would insult my brother in Yiddish. And then when I grew a bit older, I discovered everything with klezmer music. And I found out that Yiddish was disappearing. And I started to really get interested into Yiddish. And I really like Yiddish because I think it is a very metaphorical language. And the sounds, there are some sounds in Yiddish that don't exist in other languages. And I found them quite funny, so I like it.
So would you say that you're bilingual or close to bilingual? I mean, how good is your Yiddish, would you say?
No, I wouldn't say I'm close to bilingual. First, my grammar is very bad, because my dad's grammar was quite bad too. But I still know a few words, well, quite a few words.
And do you also read and write Yiddish or just speak?
No, I can still read a little Yiddish, but it is quite hard for me. And to be frankly honest, when I don't read for quite a long time, I forget it quite fast because it isn't the same letters. So
do you use it at all?
I speak it with my dad quite often, or at least use a few words. But I don't write it or read it. But I still speak Yiddish with my dad, yeah.
Do you have any plans to, let's say, study it to get a higher level or anything? Or you'll just kind of keep practicing the speaking?
Well, right now I don't have very much time to study it. But I think I'm going to try and study it when I will be back in Paris.
That's a good place to study Yiddish. They have a wonderful center there, the Medim Center, to study Yiddish. Being here in Spain, did you ever mention Yiddish to anyone, and did they know what it was?
Well, I usually happen to use the word Yiddish and talk about Yiddish when people talk about my family name, because my family name is Strassmann, and everybody always tells me, oh, okay, it's German. And so I just tell them, no, it's not really German. It's Yiddish. Yiddish, but what is it? And then I explain to people what it is. But it's true that most people in Spain, but also in France, don't know what Yiddish is. And I think it's quite sad because a few million people could speak Yiddish before. So it's sad to see this language disappear.
When you gave the talk here at the school, who was in the audience and how was their reaction? What did they say after the talk?
Well, there were some of my friends, mostly Italian, but there were also some Greek students and German too, because they wanted to see the difference between Yiddish and German. I think they liked it. They told me they found it quite funny because I tried to teach them some funny words too. And they liked discovering it because they had never heard about this. So they didn't even know that the Eastern Europe Jews had a different language. So they were quite interested, in fact.
So you did a good deed.
Hope
you did
so.
A mitzvah. Now, you're originally from Montpellier and you're studying in Paris. This is a serious question. France has a reputation for a lot of anti-Semitism, and I was wondering if you could talk to us a little bit about any possible anti-Semitism you've experienced either in Paris or in Montpellier.
Well, unfortunately, I have experienced in both cities, and it is true that France has a real tradition of anti-Semitism. I remember when I was younger, when I was 13, my dad offered me a Megan David. And when I was in a Catholic school, but I would still wear it. And at the Catholic school, I had no problem wearing it. But I remember that once I was walking in the street and one man spit on me and he started insulting me. And I was only 13, so it was quite coward, I believe. But I had this problem. And most of all, the problem that you can have in France is that when you say that you're Jewish, some people can start to have bad thoughts about you. Or they won't trust you. It depends on the people, of course. But I know that I usually don't tell people that I'm Jewish at first. I tell them later when they already know me.
And have you run into any anti-Semitism here in Spain?
No, I think anti-Semitism is less strong in Spain, or at least it seems to me. But no, I haven't experienced any right now.
Well, Laurel, you're here with us too. Laurel, our intern who we spoke with a couple of weeks ago. Do you have any questions you would like to ask Melanie?
I guess I already have an idea what you would say to this, but why wouldn't you want to tell people you're Jewish unless they already know you?
No, it's not really that. It's just that sometimes when I meet people for the first time and they tell me, for example, oh, Strassmann is German, I will just tell them, no, it's from Ukraine. And I wouldn't say it's Yiddish because if I have to explain them that it's Yiddish, I have to say it was spoken by Eastern Europe Jews. So it has no sense. But what I mean is that I usually tend to really avoid those subjects when I meet people for the first time or a bit later. Yeah. It may seem common, but what I mean is that it can really make a very bad start with people.
Yeah, because you don't know what their politics are on.
You really don't know it. And so.
So I learned in one of my classes, like, the new form of anti-Semitism is, like, anti-Israel notions. And so you have experienced some personal attacks because you're Jewish, but have you also, like in France or in Spain, have you noticed a lot of anti-Israel language? And if so, how does that, I don't know, how does it manifest, I guess?
Sure. Well, the thing that seems the most obvious to me is if when you listen to the media, for example, you listen to the TV or the radio, every time there is something happens in Israel in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, they will always, the way they will speak of Israel won't be objective. And this can be seen in most media, not all, but, well, they really tend to show Palestinians as more victims. So I'm not taking a stand here, but what I mean is that people tend to, they don't tend to make the difference between Jews and Israel. And so they believe that because you're a Jew, you will be standing for Israel. So if they are not, if they don't agree with Israel's politics, they will be against you.
This is in France.
This is in France.
Because there's a lot of that here too in Spain. There was a time, as a matter of fact, when years and years ago when there was an armed conflict, and in the press they said things like the Jewish helicopters, things like that, you know, and they don't really do that anymore, but they had to be corrected in the press, the more liberal press.
So in here or – so in Spain or in France, you don't see any objective representation of the Middle East current events, especially regarding Israel and the Palestinians. Is that what you were saying?
No, it's quite hard to know what would be an objective representation. But I'm just saying that sometimes, you know, on the media – it seems that they only present part of the conflict, and so I'm not sure it is really objective.
I think that's all I have to ask.
Okay, is there anything else you would like to tell us?
Well, I guess I would like to tell people to try and be curious about some cultures that are disappearing. Maybe in Spain, people could be more interested in Ladino too, because it is closer to Spanish culture than Yiddish, which is closer to German and Eastern Europe culture. But I think it is very important not to let those cultures disappear because, well, and those languages, because the languages are what make the culture live. So if the languages disappear, the culture will disappear too. And I think it is very sad to let those disappear.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.